Now we hear about talks being arranged over Vital Relief Road funding. A special meeting is being held to find a way round delays to a planned Maldon Relief Road, described as crucial to enable some facilities to stay in the district. Without it, there are concerns even limited health services may move away, leading to round trips of 6 hours for more for people relying on bus services in remote parts of the Dengie. Essex County Council has also acknowledged the relief road's importance in reducing the strain on the road network from the development of more than 2,000 homes at North Heybridge and 1,000 in South Maldon. The issue was reported on last week's Mid-Essex Talking News. The County Council has said that the Knowles Farm Scheme, one of three separate plans making up the Maldon South Garden Development Scheme, create significant benefits for the wider community by bringing forward the new relief road to accommodate planned growth. But the South Maldon Relief Road requires both funding and land, and neither is available. At the moment, funding is linked to the number of homes on the site, which means the full amount will not be available until after the development begins. Land will only become available once planning permission is obtained, and at this time only outline permission has been secured on the application for 320 homes. It's led to concerns that health services may move away from Maldon if St Peter's Hospital closes. Mid and South Essex NHS have said they would like to keep some outpatient services in town, such as x-rays, blood tests, diagnostics and physiotherapy. But councillors believe the road is vital to them staying. County Council leader Kevin Bentley said, "We absolutely recognise the importance of the South Maldon Relief Road project to the district. It's a hugely important piece of infrastructure, which is much needed to keep pace with the growth of this part of Essex. As such, I am organising an urgent meeting involving the local MP, Essex County Council officers and other organisations to try and unlock a way forward for the project."